Hello, Audioboo. I'm not going to be a misery. Well, I'm going to sound like I'm being a bit of a misery, but I just need to get this off my chest because it happens to me all the time and it's frustrating. Everything is going swimmingly in terms of getting people into the studio show-wise. Some of it is not paid. Some of it that gets paid goes straight into the PCM accounts, the coffers, to go towards new bits and everything else. I don't actually get paid for anything. So I sort of am a community user, empowerer, developer, whatever you want to call it, for this space. So because I still sign on, because I have no other income and I have no fixed abode as such, I went to sign on again this morning and it appears that I missed some date thing that I needed to go to. And the woman said that I'd missed my signing, but I hadn't missed my signing. It's just that I'd missed this day to go. But because they have this 5-day safety net, basically my claim is all closed, so I have to do a rapid reclaim, so I have to fill in this book once again. Incredibly green and eco for me to do this once again. And submit that again. I've got an appointment for tomorrow, but I need to move everything on my calendar now. It's just frustrating, you know, because part of me is sort of like in that barter world, which I love so much, and trying to keep everybody happy is always really difficult in terms of space and output and development and everything. And, you know, all I had in my mind was I've been looking for work. I look for work every single day on Work Train, look for local jobs. I apply for local jobs. I fill out the forms as they want me to do it. And some days it just gets much too much. You know, occasionally I drop people. I stay at their houses a bit of cash. I owe people cash that I borrowed. And it just, you know, in your head, it just does your head in. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I was going to buy Sam a card and some flowers. And, you know, it just makes it difficult for getting over to see Ella every bloody week as well, because I need to have some money to go and get her. It costs like £10 each way to go out on the Saturday, bring her back on the Sunday, and obviously money to feed her and do stuff. And it's always really, really tight. Really, really tight. And yet I have loads of people saying, oh, with the knowledge you've got and the things that you're doing, you should be a millionaire, you should have this, you should have that. And while I agree with people that I should have a certain amount of income, the story about that whole, you know, career, relationship, the house, the going to the job centre, the discretionary advisor fund, the ability for people not to communicate, it's not just me, not just about me. I could go looking aggressively for 20, 30 grand jobs and then be back part of the rat race again, just eating my cream cheese and salmon bagels on a Sunday morning, not giving a shit because I've got money in the bank and I'm all right, Jack. But I just can't go back to that. I can't go back to that because it's not about just me. It's about my daughter, my legacy, my future-proofing that. And it is hard. It is hard. And, you know, people who do know me, really know me, know how my head works in terms of multitasking. And it just sets you off. I was going to go to see the lady from Transition Towns this afternoon on the bus, but I just can't warrant the money because I need to eat as well. So it's just like a balancing act all the time. All the time. And I sort of hear people say, well, you know, you should be earning this, you should be earning that. And I agree, but it's got to be a better way than just the way that it is at the minute. Anyway, rant over, off my chest. My mood cards have turned up about the arc. That's great. Got some interviews booked in on Thursday, which I'm really, really looking forward to. I'm getting interviewed about the arc, which is great. Hannah's coming in to re-record something. And otherwise, things are okay. It's just a bit of a setback, and I hate setbacks because I'm not a miserable person. I'm a upbeat, positive, energetic, enthusiastic, some say inspiring person. So when things like this are thrown your way, it does piss you off. And I think a lot of people are like that, you know, who are not working. They've just got this constant barrage of, like, hassle. And they can't be themselves. They can't be passionate, creative, out there, talented individuals because they feel drained and suppressed and just useless. Feel disconnected and out of sync, you know. I've just been down there to the job centre, and there's like 30 black cabs lined up outside. The first thing that came into my mind is, you know, how can we utilise those so that we can get free Wi-Fi into those taxis, get them all geo-logging various places, get them all on taxis app, you know, get that whole sort of movement, get tracking movement of taxis around Nottingham, you know, get some real-time data sensors, you know. Even in the midst of all this sort of hassle, I still think of the positives. That's what I'm good at. That's what I do best. And, you know, I don't know what else to do to show people who I am, what I do, why I do what I do. It's an odd one. It's a difficult one because a lot of companies who want to work with me probably can't because of me being outspoken or the way that I am so transparent. You know, to a certain degree, there is a certain amount of kissing ass to a lot of businesses, you know. But I also believe that part of the problem about the working environment for men and especially for women is this whole power play environment. Because when you're in the middle of that power play environment, the world on a grander scale doesn't really come into context. You know, you don't worry about the resources. You just go out and you buy, you consume. And I'm not in that headspace. I'm outside looking in. And I think that is my most powerful asset, is the ability to look in. Anyway, I am ranting now, and I'm going to have coffee, and I'm going to reschedule all my calendar. I'm going to fill in these forms. I'm going to go down there tomorrow, and somehow, by hook and crook, I'm going to go over and see my daughter at the weekend, because I never give up. Never.